Hey, hello there, and I was supposed to start a podcast, and I was kind of clueless that what should be happening when I be making my first podcast, and ta-da, here am I, trying to figure out something that I should be speaking on so as to get you engaged. More importantly, not to get you engaged, I think it's also driven by the fact that what I want to convey. And sitting out here in this lonely room, it's very much easier to let the thoughts flow in a manner, alright? So yeah, having said that, I think first thing when I started thinking about having something of my own was to find my niche. And to find the niche, it's not easy, I must tell you. And for all the bloggers out there who are getting new into the thing, I mean, I'm as much new as you are. But just because I've gone through the process of thinking about it to doing about it, I think I can say that it does not matter what your niche is, because what matters is that you do it. And once you start thinking about doing it, you're almost half the way there. And that's what I would like to feel about myself, that I'm half the way there. Anyway, I'm mostly tripping and thinking that, oh, I'm almost there, and then that's the kind of force that actually motivates me to be there. And if I go back to my life and think about it, it has been like that for many years now. I've got what I wanted, but I know that whatever I've wanted it really, really fucking bad. So, like, from the start, it was like, I would want this, then I started working for it, and then it came my way, another thing, even to the extent that at some point of time I thought I should be with a cougar, and I was with a cougar. Yeah, we discussed about relationships and love and men-based affair and women-involved affairs later, but for now, I think the introductory broadcast does not require me to spill over my relationship expertise, so we'll keep it restricted to doing it. Yes, just doing it. It does not matter what you do, just do it. Because first of all, there's no investment that's going except from your electricity bill, which is consumed on your laptop or tablet or mobile device, and of course the data charges. That is something I think you can always cater for, even if you're keeping it as a side niche or something. Okay, so coming back to niches now. Very difficult process to decide what should you be interested in. If I see myself as a person, I would like to think that I'm interested in many, many things. Like, some things just generally appeal to me, and some things are things that if I write about or if I do it in a certain manner that has been productive to certain people. I was reading Melissa Griffin some time back. Anyway, she has a good style of writing. Congratulations on that, Melissa. And also, I've been listening to Neil Patel and who not. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, these guys are like gods. They've already done this shit. They've already done it so many times. And now they're just rolling, minting my money and having a good high life. As I used to say it, high life. Literally high life. But anyway. So what I found coming to this side, which is just another step in a very, very long journey, which I'm assuming that will be never ending. I think blogging is something that I'm getting to at, and it's like, once you get into it, you'll also know that it just gets to you. It's like a bookworm, it's like a blogworm. Yeah, it's a good term, I just coined that, blogworm. So yes, so the blogworm just creeps in and then it stays. And then it's asking you for an undivided certain kind of attention. And it's a process, and you have to give it. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I should play Clash Royale. By the way, it's my favorite game, and I love playing it in my leisure time. Sometimes I think that I should end up playing that game, or sometimes I'm like, I should just watch another episode of Californication. It's a brilliant show available on Netflix. Do go for it. Sometimes I think that, and sometimes I'm like, okay, I should just go out to have some food or something. But mostly, once you get into it, it's like you're not doing it for anybody else, you're doing it for yourself. And when you're doing things for yourself, things become a lot easier. The passion is self-driven. I decide my working hours, and it does not matter to me if I'm sleeping when the daylight is breaking, because I've invested my time studying or researching about something that is just yet another trick or yet another tick to my knowing things. Like yesterday I learned about Yoast, which is yet another SEO plugin. I did not know about it before, and about some automated site trafficking website like Hitleap and 100k something. I did not know anything like that. I just go up to see and say that, okay, what has been happening, install my SEOs, install the analytics, and yeah, slowly. It's a step-by-step process. This is very important. I would love you guys to note this, all those who are getting into the field, that the most important step is to step slowly and take your imperfect baby steps into a ladder that will yield return in the times to come. That's what I would like to believe, and that's like something that again motivates me to go further, that every day there has been some ticks. Then also there are some days when there are no ticks. Obviously you have to take out time from your friends, you have to take time for your family, you have to take out time for yourself, because I think if you're just doing it for the sake of generating money and there is pressure on you which makes you not to able to attend to things that make you happy, or not to put yourself out in those situations where you can freely think, then I think the entire purpose is lost, because the content which will be coming out wouldn't be that real, like as real as you are, as real as am I. So I think that it's a very important step to give yourself adequate time for letting your thought processes to flow, and you can get there, I can get there, anybody can get there. So the secret is that once you think that you're there, you're almost there. And this is how it has been in my life, and I'm sure that it's gonna work out this way here as well, and for you and for everybody else who's a dreamer and an aspirer. That's more or less like it, and you can continue following the podcast. And I have a website called thefeelingcalledlife.com, and it will have some free flowing thoughts, like anything, some good poems. When I get some time, I write some shit. So yeah, all in all, it has been a very, very exciting journey until now, and I'm sure that this podcast gives you some inspiration as to just push it through, just keep pushing. It just relates me to another very good saying by, I don't know, one of my friends, that every penny saved is every penny earned. So yeah, every tick that you get in a day is another tick in your list of things to do. Just keep ticking them one by one, and you'll find that you're riding the elephant very soon. And with this, I'd like to close this podcast, and you can subscribe to us and you can write to us. The Gmail ID will be thefeelingcalledlife@gmail.com, and the website will be thefeelingcalledlife.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, the profiles to which are newly made and building up slowly. And yeah, chat soon, friends, and I'll see you. Or maybe you'll hear me. Either way, all right, have a nice evening, and have a blast. Continue having a good time. And once you close this, just get onto your blog. Just go for it. Or if you're not doing even blog, just do whatever you want to do, be it painting, be it skiing, be it riding, be it swimming. Just know this, that you are as motivated as you want to be. Nobody else, trust me on this one. I've tried this in my life many times, and this thing has only got reinforced, that nobody else is gonna come take your hand and tell you, oh, you want this, come let me take you to this place and make you do this and take you to a certain position that's only in your head. No fucking way. It's not happening. It does not happen like that. Everybody who's out there enjoying a certain position or in a certain capacity at some point of time has got his shit together. And when I'm saying that has got his shit together, it does not mean that he's just rolling into money and like something like that. It's just having this feeling of taking control of your life. Thinking that, okay, this is the point that I have been loitering around thinking that this should be done. And this is the point that when I start actually doing things. It's very important for me to introduce you to the concept of imperfection. Imperfection is so, so beautiful because it's real. It's unique the way one individual is. If your perspective is coming out of your core heart, it's only your perspective and nobody else can be near to it. They can agree to it, they can disagree to it, they can raise their opinion on it, but nobody else can have the same perspective or the same thing or the same personality or anything which is same as yours. So maybe you think that there are better ones, but you are unique in a certain sense. And once you are introduced to that kind of space where you can love yourself, where you can embrace yourself for who you are, the uniqueness in you only grows. And then you soon become somebody who's, you know, looked upon by people. Okay, this guy or this girl, she's charming or he is so fucking like a wind, or you know what I'm saying. So yeah, it's not that key. Certain set of people get this thing since they're born, or is there a certain formula to it? The secret is that it is just there. It is just there, and you just need to go for it. Realize who you are, take control of your life, and set your shit together. And I like to also quote another woman from Quora, who said very, very strongly that a guy with his shit together is much more sexier than a bad guy. I mean, I can be the bad guy, you can be the bad guy. Being bad guy is so cool. But with being bad guy, I think you need to get your shit sorted. So whatever you are up to, start doing it now. Get your socks up and just fucking go for it, knowing it that only you and only you are gonna do it, and you're gonna do it. With this, I think let me put an end to this podcast, because the starting ones shouldn't be so lengthy so that they bore you. And yeah, if you have any requirement of any guidance in terms of emotional expression or something that is stuck in your head that you want, I was counseling some time back, so maybe there's something that you want to share and I'll give you a very honest, unbiased third person perspective on it, which may or may not be helpful for you for getting a direction. But even if it is any thought provoking, I think my purpose is done. Alright, see you and good night. Thank you for being so patient and tolerant. Bye-bye.